Isaiah chapter 11. And a shoot will come out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will become fruitful. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and valour, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. He will delight in him through his fear of the Lord. And he will not judge by appearance to the eyes, nor will he arbitrate by what his ears hear, but he will judge the poor righteously, and he will arbitrate for the meek of the land equitably, and he will strike the land with the rod of his mouth, and he will kill the wicked by the breath of his lips, and righteousness will be the girdle around his waist, and faithfulness the girdle around his loins. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat, and the calf and the young lion and the fatted calf will be together, and a small boy will lead them. And the cow and the bear will graze, and their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. And a baby will play at a viper's den, and an infant will put his hand on an adder's hole. They will not do harm, and they will not cause damage anywhere in my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And it will come to pass on that day that the Gentiles will seek the root of Jesse, which will stand as a sign to the nations, and rest in him will be glorious. And it will come to pass on that day that the Lord will extend his hand a second time to acquire the remainder of his people who remain, from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Ethiopia and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the coastlands of the sea. And he will raise a sign to the Gentiles, and he will gather those driven out of Israel, and he will collect up those of Judah who are dispersed from the four corners of the earth. And Ephraim's envy will fade away, and the adversaries of Judah will be cut off. Ephraim will not envy Judah, and Judah will not be hostile to Ephraim. They will attack the Philistines on the slopes to the west. Together they will spoil the inhabitants of the east. Edom and Moab will be for them to lay their hands on, and the Ammonites will be in subjection to them. And the Lord will lay the gulf of the Egyptian sea waste, and he will lift his hand against the river with the ardour of his breath, and he will strike it into seven streams, and he will enable them to cross wearing shoes. And there will be a highway for the rest of his people who remain, to come from Assyria, as there was for Israel when they came up from the land of Egypt.